Thai tourism authorities are worried following the massive cancellation of hotel room bookings by Chinese tourists following the boating tragedy on July 5. So far, 7,300 Phuket hotel rooms for July and August have been cancelled by Chinese tourists, this from only 19 hotels. Industry insiders say the numbers are likely to increase as more hotels report their booking status. Chinese tourism accounts for as many as 3 million tourists to Phuket each year, while on average some 10 million Chinese tourists visit Thailand every year. The president of the Southern Hoteliers Association said 19 member hotels had already reported their cancellations, while another 160 hotels have yet to file their reports. The negative impacts of the July 5 incident, where at least 47 were killed, are widespread and more serious than previously thought. At this stage, hotel room cancellations are estimated to account for up to 15% of total business. The Mupar Academy team were shocked and saddened when told of the death of a former Navy SEAL during the recent marathon operation to rescue them from the flooded Tham Luang caves in Chiang Rai. The young footballers cried and expressed gratitude to Lieutenant Commander Saman Kunan for sacrificing his life to save theirs. This according to their attending doctor at the Chiang Rai Hospital. He said the boys have promised to grow up to be good people to honour Lieutenant Commander Saman, adding that they wrote their condolences on a drawing of Saman and stood in silence. Saman, widely lauded as the Tham Luang hero, was the only fatality in the operation. He was promoted posthumously to Lieutenant Commander by His Majesty the King on Saturday to honour his sacrifice. Doctors say they allowed the boys' families to inform them of Saman's death on Saturday after their physical and mental health had improved to a satisfactory level. And the Food and Drug Administration has recalled immediately 5 registered drugs to control blood pressure because of potentially dangerous key ingredients. The recall is now underway and will conclude within the next 14 days. Recalled are drugs called Valatan and Valsarin. The drugs are manufactured by Siloam Medical and Unison Laboratories. Authorities say their manufacturing process is not at fault, but an impurity has been introduced during the production of the key ingredient. A recall of drugs containing Valsartan are now underway in 22 countries around the world. The managing director of TC Blue Dream Company, which operated the Phoenix dive boat before it went down in rough seas, resulting in the death of at least 46 Chinese tourists, is going to be indicted before the Phuket Provincial Court today. The Phuket Police Commander says the inquiring police officer in charge of the case will also ask the court to further detain the managing director of the company. The suspect's denying any charges of recklessness causing the death of other people filed against her by the police. Police say the inquiring officer would object to her request for bail. All of the 46 dead victims have now been identified and 39 of them have been claimed by their families for funeral rites at various temples around the island. The government's brushing aside speculation that a new mobile cabinet meeting set to be held on July the 23rd and 24th in the northeastern province of Ubon Ratchathani comes with a hidden political agenda. The PM's office says that the venue for the next mobile cabinet meeting had been moved from Chiang Rai and Pai Yau because the cabinet decided it didn't want to add any more work to the local civil servants taking part in the cave rescue operation in Chiang Rai. He was responding to rumours that the former MPs in Ubon Ratchathani are the new targets for the Palang Pracharat, a new political party supporting PM Prayut Chan-o-cha's return as Premier in elections expected early next year. And a corruption watchdog renewed its call yesterday for the National Anti-Graft Body to speed up its probes into a luxury watch scandal facing Deputy PM Prayut Wongsuwan and the money laundering allegations against a former National Police Chief. They say that 3 months have already passed and all the anti-corruption organisation of Thailand have received in response to its open letter asking the National Anti-Corruption Commission about progress made in its probes into these two cases is that they're still in the fact-finding stage. In their Facebook page over the weekend, they asked the question, why is the NACC taking so long to wrap up these two particular cases? And how could the public trust the NACC to handle even more complicated cases in the future? The NACC has come under repeated criticisms for foot-dragging on the watch case in particular.